ਦੁੰਬਾ ਲਾਭਸਰ
ਦੁੰਬਾ ਸੁਮ ਸਰ
ਦੁੰਬੇ ਤੋਂ ਦਾ ਲਾਭਸਰ ਤਾਂ ਦੁੰਬਾ ਦੇ ਮਾਲੋ ਹੋਗੇ ਨੇ
So that's the just a rough explanation of the seventh point, which is the presentation of grounds and paths. So as it says here, the Yogacara, Savatantrika Madhyamika, posit the differences between the persons of the three uhikas to be that they have three different obstacles and as main objects to be abandoned, and three different views as main objects of meditation. So you know the three uhikas, right? The hearer's uhikal, salty riser's uhikal, and bodhisattva uhikal. So these three, when they meditate on the path, there are three main objects of abandonment. And the hearers, the holders of the hearer lineage, it says, and they mainly abandon, you know, they start mainly to abandon the self-grasping of the person and the delusions that comes from that self-grasping of a person. So then it says the holders of the solitary risers lineage take as their main object of abandonment the conception grasping form and the form apprehending value cognizes to be of other substances. So anyway, so holders of the soldier religious lineage take as their main object of abandonment. So that what do they mainly abandon in is the concept or the conception grasping form and form apprehending value cognizes to be of other substances. So that is one kind of delusion that is known as. So also sometimes we say the grasping at its form as existing externally. Yoga. So that is according to the Siddha Martin school. Yeah. So that is one form, and that is also a delusion, right? So that is a delusion, and because the things doesn't exist externally, so like this grasping at a form or anything as existing externally, you know, is the delusion. And so because of that, because of grasping at a form as existing externally, then there comes all this attachment, anger, and so forth. You know, form or whatever you grasp as existing externally, because of that, then there comes all these, you know, other delusions. So all these are abandoned, you know, are mainly abandoned in the, you know, in the path, in the soldier Raja's vehicle. So anyway, Geshe Law said that it's the same, you know, whether you say the grasping of the form existing externally, or the conception grasping of the form and form apprehending valid cognizance to be of other substances.
So those
are the two delusions, right? The two obstacles. The one was that's mainly abandoned by the hearers, and then there's the second one, which is mainly abandoned by the soldier realizers.
Oh, yeah.
And then the third obstacle, you know, is the obstacle to the omniscient. This is Bodhisattvas take as their main object of abandonment, grasping a true existence together with its propensities, and take as their main object of, so those are the obstacles to the omniscience. So that is what Bodhisattva was mainly, you know, abandoned.
Oh, yeah. So
and so in order to abandon those three delusions, you know, hearers mainly meditate, and mainly meditate on the self-support, and on the emptiness of the self-supporting or substantial existence of the person, in order to abandon the delusion and grasping at the self-supporting or substantial existing person. So through meditating on that kind of selflessness, when they achieve their final enlightenment, you know, of that path, then that is called the small enlightenment. And then the soldier realizers, you know, so also meditate on the view of realizing the emptiness of this subject and object being of two different substances. Yeah, so through meditating that, then they achieve the middling enlightenment. So anyway, what it's saying is that you meditate on kind of some kind of path, and then with that meditation, you abandon some kind of obstacle, and through abandoning that obstacle, you achieve, you know, some kind of goal, or some kind of enlightenment. That's what we're talking
about.
So the Bodhisattvas, you know, through meditating on the emptiness of the true existence, abandon the grasping of the true existence, including their propensities and the seed, and then achieve the great enlightenment.
Oh yeah, that's the part of the
So that is about the presentation of paths and grounds.
Mm-hmm.
So this, you know, the detail about the paths and grounds, you know, what happens in the path of accumulation, or what happens in the path of preparation, in path of seeing, path of meditation, path of normal learning. So these, the details in about all this, you know, will come in the on the teachings, you know, of paths and grounds. So later, if we have a chance to study that, then you know, you'll come to know more about it. And then there is this, the Savatantrikas. Savatantrikas, there are two kinds of sutras. You know, so there is the sutra exerted by the Savatantrikas and you know, Prasangikas. So so based on what kind of sutra they come to have this kind of belief, you know, so that's, so based on what kind of sutra